everybody! Welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week! That's right! It's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
Welcome back to What Did I Order? This is the master of ceremonies, the king of the fuckery. This is Heath, aka Ordering Toys on Instagram. I am happy to be back, and I'm going to tell you guys something. The last one was a bit of a bummer. Yeah, I was in a shitty mood, and editing it, I was even in a shittier mood because I was listening to how shitty of a mood I was in. But, you know, you guys have to realize that behind the fuckery and the stupidity and the silliness, there is also those things that we deal with in this life that just fucking piss me off. But it is what it is, and I'm happy to be back. I'm happy I took last weekend off. Obviously, I took the weekend off of Baby Seamus' birthday. Then last Sunday was Easter. We had a blast doing that. And I took a four-day weekend. I could have recorded either Friday, Saturday. I could have recorded Sunday or Monday. It wasn't there in the books for me. I wasn't fucking feeling it. I still need that extra time to get through some shit. But we're back. There's stupidity that's happened over the last couple of weeks. There's some toy news that's happened in the last couple of weeks. Had a big boy purchase that really kind of was like, oh, I can't believe I just did that, but I did it. And guys, let's just jump in. Let's have some fun. Now he's a fucking static. Don't ever let fucking people tell you that a Honda dealership is a good place to fucking be. You might like Hondas. I have no problems with Hondas. I have no issue with people that work on Hondas. But I seem to have an issue with the stupidity of people who drive Hondas in Honda dealerships. Really, I can't sit there and tell you, with all the years and times I've spent on the road, that I feel like there is an enormous amount of fuckery on the highways of people who drive Hondas. I just don't feel that way. There's not like one particular vehicle that people drive that I'm like, those fuckers are terrible. But when you get into a Honda dealership and there's people in there waiting for their cars to be fixed, that's where, you know, if you guys don't remember, one of the earlier recordings, that dude got out with that fucking little dog. And I'm like, hey man, what the fuck? Why are you bringing a dog to a Honda dealership? But one of my drivers has been out on vacay. And even though I'm been demoted, they're keeping me in certain roles of the supervisor position that I just lost, and one of those is filling in when people are on vacation. So I'm at the Honda dealership that I used to service for the guy who took over my old route, and I service one part of the dealership. Oh, that's another thing I forgot to tell you guys. Maybe I did tell you guys this, but the route I used to run by myself is one of the highest volume routes that our location has. It's such a high volume that when I came off of the route, they're like, well, man, we just don't know anybody else who can run it as efficiently and as fast as you, so we're going to make it into a super route and get him a helper. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. Yeah, good for him. And the funny thing about it was this entire week I've been running that route with the helper. The helper's like, man, we ain't never got off this early. And I'm like, and I've asked him multiple times this week. I was like, man, do you feel like I'm cutting any corners? Did you see any mats that we didn't change, any towels we didn't pick up, any customers I didn't talk to? He's like, no, man, half these people are really excited to see you back. You've got good relationships with people. I'm like, yeah, man, ran this route for like 2 years. I know these people. They know me. He's like, man, so many people have been asking you about the baby. I'm like, yeah, I'm showing pictures off. I was like, but we getting done like 2 hours earlier than you guys every fucking day. I don't get it. But that's neither here nor there. But we're sitting there. I service everything up, go talk to the contact. I've known this guy. I installed this account like 7 years ago. I know these guys. I'm talking to the mechanics. I'm bullshitting with people. I go and I talk to my contact. I'm like, all right, well, man, Mr. Ken, you have a great day. Before I head out, I'm going to hit your coffee machine. He laughs. He's like, I was expecting you to hit it without saying anything to me. He's like, you always got coffee here. And if you guys remember, I've told you guys this before. I have a good coffee maker set up in my place. Like, in my house, we have a nice coffee machine. I have, like, the, you know, real French-style like syrups and simple syrups and vanillas and caramels because that's what the accountant's into. She's into good coffee. So I have that shit. But I go over there and I tap on that machine, I tap on it, and you get that synthetic flavor bullshit because it's all powder mixed with hot water. And it's trashy, but it's on a trashy level that I really enjoy. And I do it double. And as I'm sitting there waiting, this woman walks up and she's got her phone to her fucking head. And she's an older lady. She's got the phone to her head, but the phone's on speaker, so I can hear everything the other person's saying. I can hear everything she's saying because the phone's so loud in her ear, she doesn't realize it's on speaker. She's like yelling. And they're talking about somebody, some young man. And she's like, well, you know, just the devil's at work. You know, it's terrible what these days have come to. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, and I look her dead in her eyes. I'm just staring her dead in her eyes while she's saying. I'm sitting there listening to the coffee machine go. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like smiling at her. And she's like, can you hear what she's saying? I was like, yes, ma'am. You've got that on speakerphone. I can hear everything you both are saying. She's like, oh, my. And I just look at her. And I'm like, no problem, ma'am. You have a great day. I get my coffee. I put the lid on it. Take a little drink. And as I'm walking off, I go, hail Satan. Don't even look back to see her reaction. But that's what you get when you're on speakerphone in public. Like, I've talked to you guys about this before. I find that to be one of the most obnoxious things you can do as a human being is walk around with your phone on speaker. At this point in time, the headbuds are awesome. Your phones come with generally like a headphone that you can plug in. It's a little bit more, you know, on the cheaper side, but the work, you can speak at a reasonable level. The people around you don't have to hear your conversation. But that speakerphone bullshit, man, fuck you. You're not that fucking important. Get past that shit. But on the flip side of that one, yeah, Hail Satan.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
So there's talks that Paramount's wanting to restart the G.I. Joe movie franchise again, which is just absolutely ridiculous to me. I say we just go back and we get Channing Tatum to come back and do Duke and we do all that shit. You know what I'm talking about? Those movies were shit. Like that first one, they all had Power Ranger like suits on and they all looked the same. Kind of was like took away from like the original idea of like all the Joes being like military but individualized. Then the second one, they killed Duke. They brought in The Rock to be Roadblock, and it was a little bit more like I felt like G.I. Joe in spirit as far as like the toys, but I was just like, yeah, whatever. And then Snake Eyes came out, and guys, I don't know what it is, wasn't interested in seeing in film or in movie theaters, but I've attempted to watch it on Amazon Prime a couple times, and it will not fucking load. I get like 5 minutes into it, I just get frustrated because I'm like been sitting there for 30 minutes to watch 5 minutes of a film, so I haven't fucking watched it. My assumption is it's pretty good, I've been told that it's decent. But, you know, it is what it is. Well, talks now is Paramount is looking to reboot the G.I. Joe franchise once again, but this time with Michael fucking Keaton. That's right, 89 Batman himself. Captain Eugene, you know, but guys, remember, don't go chasing waterfalls. Right? Oh, man, I love Michael Keaton. I love that we're kind of getting a resurgence in his career because I felt like he was a great comedy actor. He did good drama. He was able to do a couple spooky films, and then he kind of fell off. And fuck that. I love that he got kind of a reinvigoration into his career. I love seeing him in Homecoming as the Vulture. I loved him in The Other Guys as Captain Jean. And he, honestly, with all the bullshit that Ezra Miller has gotten away with and done, it's hard for me to say I'm going to go watch Flashpoint in movie theaters. I'll wait until it's out on HBO and I'll watch it there. And I want to support Michael Keaton in the Batman role. But I have no desire to support Ezra Miller in any fucking role. The guy's a fucking monster. From everything that's been reported, and even if those reports are extremely exaggerated, and there's only a small amount of truth in it, he's a fucking piece of shit. So, I'm not saying boycott that movie, I'm saying go see that fucking movie if you want to, but me, I'm personally going to take the stance of, I'm not supporting that in theaters. I'll catch up with my HBO subscription of however much money that is. We'll be right back. So there's these fuckers that are using, DNA film and ice and shit. And, you know, we've talked about them wanting to bring back certain animals, the dodo bird, the woolly mammoth. Well, another company's come in like, hey, we're not interested in bringing them back, but we are interested in creating meat made off of some of these extinct animals. And they have successfully made woolly mammoth meatballs. I'm not sure about you guys, but I'm down. I'm down. I mean, right now, given the opportunity, I'd eat a fucking white rhino. Make a little bald eagle. What else is on the list? You bring up a old dodo bird. I'd beat that thing with a hammer and cook it up and see how it tastes. Maybe a saber-toothed tiger, some dinosaur meat. I'm down. You guys know you'd try it. Don't act like I'm the psychopath here. Extinct animals, maybe they don't need to be back. The world has changed. Ecosystems are evolving past these things being alive anymore. Shit. Even with us at one of the highest populations in human history, according to scientists, there's still more people that have died in the history of this planet than are currently alive. This is how things go. Things die off. It's an old planet. Don't let people sit here and try to tell you it's however so much old. It's old. Fuck bringing shit back. And if you want to bring it back so I can eat it, I'll give it a shot. I'm still not opposed to trying human at some point in time. I hope somebody edits this and puts that on the internet and be like, yep, look at that guy. He's a fucking psychopath. He said he'd try human. And yeah. If I get hungry enough, it's me or them. I can't say I wouldn't do it. And I hope most of you are in the same. I hope you have people that love you and cherish you. And if you're in a life or death situation and you're starving, hope you eat somebody. Get back to your loved ones. And then you have the audacity to tell them the story. You know, like, bitch, I love you enough that I ate a person to get back to you. Is that not love? I was stranded on a desert island. It was me or him. Ate his ass up. Used his bones for tools. I survived to get back here. That femur made a great spear so I could start fishing after he was dead. I was hooked by life and death, walking down the street. You know, I just sometimes can't get away from the 5K toy news. It feels like we're, for the longest time, we were just sitting here chit-chatting about Daddy Mac and all of his, you know, things showing off. But now it seems like every week I'm seeing something more interesting and more interesting and more interesting coming from 5K Toys. I've missed it a couple weeks ago, but apparently they showed off an Inglourious Bastards Brad Pitt KO. I can't remember what the character was called, but they're calling this one the Imperial Hunter. Kind of has that stylization that I was telling you guys about a couple weeks ago with the Forrest Gumps. It's kind of a cartoony head, but good accessories, good cloth goods from what I can tell. And you guys know I don't give a flying fuck about cloth goods, but this looks cool. Then they showed off their Mezco, what's to do with the skull face? Atticus Doom KO? And this is the Skull Sergeant. Got some machine guns, got some accessories at like $50 versus like the Mezco. Hey, it's supposed to be the same size. If you guys are into Mezco, I say check it out. Who cares? It just, you know, one of those things. But, you know, the thing that, you guys know, I'm obsessed with, like, cowboy action figures. And we talked about the, what I thought was going to be kind of like a KO Street Shark line. They showed off it's one of those deep underwater fish that has, like, a little light bulb coming off his head, big jagged teeth, looks like a fucking monster. And this guy looks like a beefy, beefed up boy. But this is cool. No coloring on this one, but they also showed off colors on the three sharks. Yeah, the hammerhead with purple pants. Yeah, that is a championship belt. He's got some hipster tattoos on him. His hands are wrapped up, a brass knuckle. Loving the colors on this one. But then the guy with the top hat, like a ripped shirt. Almost looks like this might be like some sort of mutation. He blew up into this because of the ripped shirt on top of it. Little hat. This one looks good. But the one dual-wielding massive machine guns has like cowboy boots and like these yellow and brown like plaid pants that almost give me off like my high school punk rock vibe days. But still kind of has like a country thing. Like, I don't know what's going on with this, but this is, like, this is the shark that I want. It's just fucking awesome. So yeah, guys, go check out the 5K toys. If you were interested in the sharks, they look great, even better in color. I'm waiting to see, like, the fucking deep sea fish and what that looks like in color. I'm loving this whole aesthetic to this one. I'm terrified of the price point on these, but why not? Let's check it out. Oh, you know some fucking bullshit? I told you guys about, like, that DC Multiverse Hall of Justice thing. Apparently that was April Fool's joke. I didn't catch that one. I saw it after the fact. So, bad on me. I fell for it. Yeah, that's just all there is to it. So yeah. Apparently that's not the case. And I really haven't seen anything from DC recently or McFarlane that I was like, yeah, cool. Awesome. I think they might be doing some sales. I think their Demon Hunter line has already started hitting. I think some people have been playing with that one. But what I thought was really cool is that a 5-inch line for their, like, it's not their animated heroes from Bandai, but like that, like, shorter line. I didn't know they were putting out Demon Hunter figures in that line. It looks super cool. Articulation looks cool. It's just a set scaling's a little off, but people have been posting up with those, and that line seems to be awesome. Everybody's coming, leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Police were called on a man walking around downtown with a gun. The police show up, it's a dude in cosplay as Boba Fett. Fucking awesome. Good for him. Upsetting things. Police are like, sir, you're gonna have to stop this. You're gonna have to stop this. Blah, 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 blah. Who gives a shit, man? Let's do cosplay. Also, oh, speaking of Boba Fett, let's switch over to The Mandalorian. You guys know I don't like talking Star Wars on here, but one thing I do like talking about is when I'm able to get in and piss off the Twitter wrestling community. And some doucher-couser had the audacity after last week's episode, not this current past week's, but the week prior, where, her name was Sasha Banks in the WWE, and I think it's Mercedes Moreau or something. She's in New Japan Pro Wrestling now. And he was like, oh, dude, she only had two lines in the whole episode, and they were, she was wearing a helmet. Man, this is so lame with the Mandalorian creators, yada, yada, yada. I couldn't help but respond. I was like, yo, bro. She's had more FaceTime in, like, three episodes in the three seasons of the show than the main characters have FaceTime. That dude wears a helmet constantly. And almost every one of his lines has been helmeted. Also, that character has spoken more lines in this one episode than the main supporting character has in the entire run of the show. Yeah, that's right. The two faces of the Mandalorian and pretty much Star Wars at this point in time, is a dude that's taken his helmet off twice in three seasons of television, and his foundling, who has not spoken a fucking line of dialogue. We get coos and babbles. So yeah, I had to post that up, and you know what the dude did? Didn't fucking respond. It's like, congratulations, bro. You're stupid on two things, entertainment and The Mandalorian. And I wasn't even being, like, super-duper Star Wars nerd on the motherfucker. I just thought his conversation, his argument was lame as shit. Like, how you gonna be all pissy about that one? Why don't you stop or complaining on Twitter and start rethinking, like, your life? Because this pro wrestler who you think is hot, and yeah, she's beautiful, ain't interested in fucking you because you were defending her honor and because of some lines that she didn't get to say on television. I had to look it up. She is really attractive, but she's happily married, bro. You ain't fucking her. I'm observant in when I'm driving. It's mainly because of, you know, being a delivery driver for the better part of 9 years and really honing in on safety and wanting to, you know, do the training so that I can keep things safe. I'm constantly eyes moving, darting, mirrors every 5 to 8 seconds, forward, backwards, getting the big picture. One thing you can't help is notice, though, is sometimes when you drive through and you see signage on the side of the highway and you're just like, huh, interesting. I saw a sign this past week for a place called Tranquility Pest Control. That sounds nice, right? It sounds like they're going to show up, do a little bit of yoga, and while doing yoga, just do like a little pop of like killing spray in the course. Psh, dead, yes. He sleeps with the fishes now. Go into a little fucking shavasana, maybe a dog, downward dog pose. You know, I'm just going to say this. Fuck that. I say get on the murder train. I want murder train pest control. If I have problems at my house, I got, you know, what is it? The white truck people, they can come up and they spray in the house, keep things up. But the reality of the situation is, my number one use of pest control around here is that old black cat I got running around here named Loki. You want to know why? Because you come in this house and you're not supposed to be in this house, and especially these small critters that, you know, could cause, you know, bites and irritation to the little ones. Fuck that. I got an agent of chaos over here ready to fuck them up. That's right. Have you guys ever seen a cat kill a mouse? Or kill mice? They'll slap them around a little bit. They'll get them calm. And then they think they're escaping. That mouse or that cat's like, fuck you. Slap them again. Start biting on them. Leave just their ass end hanging out. You'll just find, like, why is that tail, the back legs, and the cock and balls of a mouse right here on my doorstep? That cat's like, fuck that, dude. I wasn't about to eat cock on this one. Congratulations, that cock is yours. I'm a cat. Meow, bitch. Holy shit, I don't even know where that came from. But still, yeah. If I were to start up my own pest control company right now, it would be Super Murder Train Pest Control. I'm showing up, we're blasting heavy metal. There's gonna be nothing tranquil about it. I was like, oh, your kid's taking a nap right now? Well, fuck that noise. I'm about to bust into his room because I'm waiting for something to be in that corner. And I'm not going to open the door slowly and give them a chance to run. No, just kick that door in like I'm fucking ready to raid the building. Do like a front, like forward roll. My chemicals aren't going to be in like a nice little like wand sprayer. It's going to be like fucking dual pistols. Just murder. Everybody on the murder train. Fucking Tranquility Pest Control. Hell no, son. If it's not supposed to be in my house, I don't want it in my house, and I want it dead now. It's not going to be, oh, it's just a soft chemical. They went to sleep. Like, hey, man, you might want to get your kids and your dogs out of here for a hot minute. Let this shit dry before it kills the dog. We're going super duper heavy. And that's probably why I'll never get licensed in this state. Oh, I probably could get licensed in this state. Most of the southern eastern side, but yeah, like southwest side in northern states probably ain't happening. I mean, if you've heard this one before, Florida man steals a bus. That's right. Florida man steals a bus in Pennsylvania. He's taking him on an old police chase. They get him blocked in. He jumps out of the school bus and starts running through the woods. Stripping. I guess it's better to be naked when you're caught by the police. I don't know. But he's stripping off his clothes as he's fleeing. The cops arrest him. He's completely butt-ass naked at this point in time. And when asked what he was doing, he had came up to Pennsylvania from Florida to pick up a dead deer and was hauling it back down and needed the bus to get this deer back down to Florida to help fertilize his garden. Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck to say about that one. I'm assuming this deer had fucking cocaine shoved up his ass. I don't know. You can kill deers in Florida and toss them off in there. There's roadkill in Florida. If you guys haven't been, it's a lovely state, but there's roadkill there. You can just toss that shit off into your garden. What the fuck you mean? You went to Pennsylvania to pick up a dead deer for fertilizer for your garden. Then you had car issues, so you stole a fucking bus because you needed the room to get this dead deer back to Florida. I want to know this guy was born in Oklahoma. I gotta fucking tell you something. This is facts. Fucking facts. I got to use a country club urinal for the first time this week. First time in my life. I got to use a country club urinal. Fucking glorious. I feel like I'm a higher class person now for using a country club urinal. They had the menu above the urinal. It was beautiful. Like nice wooden mahogany. Like lockers for the members. Oh, man. Like, I was there before the help, though, so nobody was there to give me a little splash of soap on my hands. I had to wash my hands by myself and get the towel by myself like a commoner, but fuck, it was glorious. They had shaving gels that I'd never heard of. A shaving gel warmer, you know, like at the old school barbershop, you punch, and so, like, when you were done, you could shave there. They had hair products. They had Vitalis. If you guys aren't sure what Vitalis is, anybody that uses Vitalis is on the brink of death. I don't know where you get it. It's like one of those things that's so old. It was like greaser style shit. People put in their hair and just like, I mean, this shit is flammable. If it's still damp in your hair, you shouldn't smoke. You'll go up like fucking the human torch. But damn it. Like just the selection in there. Oh, it was amazing. It was glorious. And I'll tell you this, most of the time when people see me at a country club, somebody comes out real quickly and like, no, no, sir, the help comes from the back. The help comes from the back. You got to drive a quarter of a mile down the road, get there, then you walk up through the woods. We don't want the members seeing your likes around here. And I was there servicing them. We picked up a bunch of stuff out of their kitchen, uniforms for the people to take care of the lawns and the greens. And we were bringing in tablecloths and napkins. I mean, we were there folding shit and... But dude, I had to take a leak and I just snuck off in there. Like I said, they don't let people like me off in the front. Gotta be there before the country club opens. You gotta come in from the back. It's awesome. One thing, as we're getting ready to leave though, I see this black Jeep with like pink detailing on. I'm like, y'all know that dirty ass hooker. And the helper's like, what do you know? You know her? She's sweet. She's like, she ain't a dirty ass hooker. What you talking about? I was like, pull that truck up and I like run up like 15 yards on it. Do like that cop knock on the fucking window. Driver jumps through. She's doing her makeup. A fucking like mascara goes across her cheeks. She's sitting there all scared and shit. All of a sudden she starts smiling. It's my homie M-Dog 2020. Like, me and this girl go back. Not in a sexual way. Never in a sexual way. Like, known her for 18 years. Like, she's a homie. We've gone to concerts together. We've worked together. She is badass. Didn't know she worked at this country club. She gets out, we give a big hug. I haven't seen her in a couple years. You know, married life. She's married, I'm married, we got kids. It takes us different places. But, as we're going through everything, and catching up, Corey Helper walks up, and me and him are talking, and he's like, how do you know her? I was like, man, we go back. I was sitting there telling him, like, we're joking. And, you know, we catch up. Then all of a sudden, she's like, yo, dog, I hate to tell you this, but how you dress, you gotta get the fuck out of this parking lot. I don't want to be that way. I love you, but the owner or the general manager sees you, it's going to be a problem. I'm like, fuck that, dude. But I get it. I don't want to get you any shit. Give her a kiss on the cheek. Big hug. I'll call you later. We'll talk later. But, yeah. Sometimes when you see your friends out in public and they don't see you first, you gotta scare the fuck out of them. Long did it. We went like a spring and half a summer, and all of a sudden Hasbro's bringing back packaging or window packaging. Isn't that something? Who would have thought that would have been a bad idea? I saw somebody got like a pack the other day from Amazon that was on return, and somebody just put a bunch of salt shakers in there. The joke was they were a little salty about this situation, but appreciate it. Oh, man. Yeah, fuck that noise. Like, it's bad enough that people can swap figures and packaging, and people that work in retail don't care. I'm like, alright, whatever. And, like, you think you found that, like, that one Marvel Legend you've been looking for months, and you pull the packaging out, and the Build-A-Figure piece is like a half-eaten banana, and the figure is some, you know, 1980s wrestling action figure with no posability in it. Batteries have mutated, and it's turning brown. You know, you see these pictures all the time. I've only ran up on it once, but, you know, shit happens. So, yeah. One of those things also jumps into my mind. It's like, people, like, are people going to come back to collecting? Are they going to be all pissy because they have a gap because they stopped collecting because they're mint and box collectors? Oh, mint and box collectors is fucking hilarious to me. You know who I've come to realize are the worst mint and box collectors? Wrestling fans. Again, into the fucking feud of Twitter and me and the wrestling fans. Like, those guys will be posting up pictures and like, oh, look at them. And those guys are so big on chases. It's like, dude, you ain't taking that out of the box. And why don't you fucking give a shit that you got a chase? It's 1 out of 5,000. Like, you and 5,000, or you and 4,999 nerds got that figure. But they are, oh, it's a chase, it's a chase. It'll stay in the box. It's so expensive. It's only expensive as people make it out to be. Open your fucking toys. Or those guys are also real big on having the pro wrestlers sign them and then putting them in a safe case. I get that. Well, man, it's, you know, memorabilia. You got signature on it. But, like, just, like, those guys are always posting, like, oh, yes, the box is perfect. The box is amazing. We're in such good shape here. It's awesome. I love this figure. Take it out of the box, man. Maybe it's got shitty articulation. Maybe it looks like it's got weak joints. You can't do a pile driver with that action figure. Can you? I don't know. Looks lame as shit to me. Oh, dude. Somebody posted up a video, and like back in the day, man, one of the greatest ladder matches I ever saw. It was actually a TLC match. Tables, ladders, and chairs. The Dudleys, the Hardys, Edge and Christian. So I think the Dudleys, I think both of those guys are retired. It's good for them. You know, they had been ECW. That takes a shitload out of you. Edge is apparently unretired after a neck injury, you know, like, co-main event of the second night of WrestleMania in a Hell in a Cell match. Christian, I think, is retired due to injury. I think he's, like, a manager in AEW, if I remember correctly, but, you know, fucking awesome stuff. The Hardys are still going at it. I remember a couple years ago seeing a report that Matt Hardy was wrestling some dude and got knocked off of a forklift and, like, over-jumped the table and landed head first on the concrete floor, and everybody was all pissed because they're like, oh no, he definitely had a concussion, if not brain bleed, and they let him finish the match, yada yada yada. You know, that's not safety. But Jeff Hardy apparently has been on and off the sauce and the pills for a while, and I'm not making fun of somebody for having dependency issues. What I am going to say, though, is this guy got caught drunk driving at like 8 o'clock in the morning. What, late summer, early fall last year, went to rehab, and was back on TV this past Wednesday. It's his first time. You know, I believe in second chances, and I think this Jeff Hardy situation, I think this is like the ninth chance. The dude's been having some issues for a while, and it seems to, you know, be one of those things that, like, will somebody not just fucking stop letting him be a pro wrestler? It seems like when he's away from his family, it's when he gets to acting up and he's doing these things, and he's gonna kill himself. But I saw a clip, and everybody's like, oh, man, or Jeff Hardy's back, Matt Hardy's there, yeah, 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 we're gonna have the Hardy Boys. And I watch this clip, and he runs down to the ring with a chair. He's missing steps while he's running. It looked like he was lucky that he didn't trip on his way to the ring. One of the worst chair shots I've seen since Hulk Hogan in the ring. The maneuver is, like, they get the guy in, like, a front-facing, like, headlock face down, and they twist and land on their back, and it's, like, a diamond cutter. Yeah, somehow botched that up. It went from the twist and seven to a diamond cutter into a Stone Cold Stunner, which is cool. You know, Stone Cold Stunner, superior move. He landed on his butt. Guy just took the bump as awkwardly as Vince McMahon did back in the day when he thought he was actually supposed to be shocked. You remember? It's like the first time Vince McMahon ever took a stunner back in the mid-90s and was sitting there on the ground, like, shaking, like somebody just hit him with a cattle prod. Funny shit. Yeah, go back and look at that one. I mean, I was just sitting there. I was like, hey, the guy's been doing this at a high level for a long time. Like, we're probably approaching 25 years, and it's not like he was doing the easy shit. He was taking the big ass hits. He's probably beat up. Even though wrestling's fake, like, that shit takes a toll on your body, the travel, everything. Maybe somebody should just nut up and be like, hey, dude, you don't need to do this anymore. You rich. Like, dude, just retire. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your money. Hopefully you were good with it. But, I mean, it looked sad. And if he's your favorite wrestler, I don't give a shit. If you thought that looked good, you're delusional. It was sad looking. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming, leave your body at the door. Guys, I don't know what the fuck I watched. I really don't know what the fuck this shit was. But the trailer was for a movie in Spanish. Looks like some KO Power Rangers fighting all sorts of shit. Like wild, like cheapy ass, like monster suits. It looked ridiculous. You guys have got to go check out the trailer for Smoking Calls Coughing. I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like somebody took the Power Rangers and mixed it with Mandy, and it's just fucking ridiculousness. I don't know. Also, I've got to find out where I can watch Glorious. If you guys haven't seen this, it's the blonde-haired, like, younger brother, the main character from, what was that show? True Blood? And he's stuck in, like, a rest stop, and, like, a devil spirit or something is talking through him through a glory hole in this truck stop bathroom, and he can't get out. It looks ridiculous. I want to see this. But, yeah. Wow. Check out the trailers for Smoking Calls Is Coughing. Yo, so I put up an unboxing and first off video. It's the first time I've done that in a long time for the Boss Fight Studios Epic Hacks skeletons. I got the blue one because, like I said, it reminded me of Grim Reaper from Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure, so that's why I went with that one. Super cool. Can't wait to get into it. Definitely going to be pre-ordering their cowboy skeleton and their wrestling skeleton. But apparently, they've got some wrestling figures. Or wrestling figure lines in a 1/12 scale on there. And I think I'm going to buy one or two and just check it out. Like, I don't do a whole lot of wrestling figures. I've been in these blood feuds on Twitter with these wrestling nerds, but I want to check this out. You know, just check it out. Play around with it. I'm not going to be doing a whole lot, but, like, you know, just checking it out. And if I don't like them, I'll be selling them off. So if you guys are interested in El Phoenix and Penta L0M action figures, if these suck, hit me up. But when I get those in, I'll probably do another boxing review. But really enjoying the quality that Boss Fight's getting out. I'm not a big 1/18th scale collector, so I've never really spent a lot of time messing around with Boss Fight Studio. But if they continue to do 1/12th scale, probably down. Alright, later nerds. Yeah, I appreciate you all for listening. I hope you guys have a great week, great weekend. Shout out to the homies over at the Man Geek Out Show. Love you guys all. Gil, Christian, Matt. Haven't recorded with him in a hot minute, but you guys know, love my boy Jade. If you guys haven't talked to Jade or, you know, haven't listened to him, don't forget. Guy's in a massive change in his life right now. Guy's living life on the edge. We're living on the edge. He probably wouldn't appreciate me telling all of his fucking business out there. Maybe I'll edit this out. Maybe I won't. Who knows? But yeah, shout out to all the homies. Shout out to all you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys. And until next time, remember. Whoa, 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 whoa.